lot's been made of the second half success and seemingly, I guess, making adjustments at halftime. When do those adjustments start in your mind, as opposed to what it appears that it just happened majestically at halftime?
Well, we after that first drive, we started, you know, correcting some things that we messed up and made some. From a game plan standpoint, we changed some things at halftime, but from a technique standpoint, we didn't. We were correcting, trying to get better. You know, you're always doing that on the sideline, but we did change a little bit of things we were doing in the second half.
How good do you feel about the way you guys have played in the second half in the last two games?
You know, considered the field position and the way the situation was, I thought the guys played well and did a good job stopping the run in the second half, and then put us in a position where, again, kind of the same thing as the week before, we had manageable third downs, and it turned out a lot better for us.
Jim, what was the biggest factor, you think, in the second half? So you mentioned both that it was some strategical changes, but also some just executing the same things better. I mean, is there any way of
saying? Well, the first drive, you know, you take the first drive, you know, they had a 50-yard run because we misplayed it, and then we had two missed tackles that should have been at best an 8-yard run, and it turns into a 50-yard run because we didn't tackle a really good running back. And then the second play, we just had a safety execute the play wrong. You know, so that's things that you're always working on. You're correcting, trying to get better. And but we did change a few things at halftime and things we were going to do.
You're talking about the touchdown.
The first drive.
Yeah, on the touchdown. Yeah. The first
drive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you see from Trent
Richardson? Oh, I think he's a really good running back. He's got great speed and power. He's perfect for what they're doing offensively. They're a very good football team with, I think, an excellent offensive line. Skilled players that are getting better and better every day, and, you know, running back that they can, you know, hang their hat with for a long time.
You've had linebackers, I think three of them played every snap, and Rob Jackson played all but maybe 10 or 12 snaps.
Yeah,
is that the way you'd prefer it? Do you like just four every down linebackers in there?
That would be nice. Yeah, that would it'd be nice if you could do that. I'd like to do that in the back end, too. But, you know, we'll do it according to who we have and what we got and just, you know, different situations. But, yeah, ideally you like to have, you know, some consistency in all the positions.
Jimmy, always see quarterbacks trying to move or hold safeties with their eyes. What are some of the things you can teach your guys in terms of being in the right place and not being fooled by something like that?
Well, you're talking about on the which one?
Anything.
The second one?
I'm just talking about in general.
Well, number one, if you're playing a straight zone defense, you shouldn't leave until the ball leaves the quarterback's hand. Whether he pumps, whether he's looking over there, it doesn't really make a difference. You got to make sure you do your assignment first, and then you don't execute what you're doing until that ball's in the air. That's number one. If you're playing a man concept, obviously you got to have your eyes on the man, and then. When he calls for you to look up for the ball, then you look up. So you've got two different ways to approach it.
With Cleveland's offense having as many young guys in important positions, rookie quarterback, leading receivers, rookie, tailback.
Yeah.
I mean, do you notice with teams like that, then in the second half, they normally tend to come on a little bit more? They've won three straight.
I think they're getting better and better every day. I'm talking the receivers, the quarterback, the running back. You know, obviously he was nicked up early. They got a really good offensive line, young offensive line. They're a good football team. You know, they've won a bunch of games lately, and they've been in every single game. So this will be a good challenge for our football team.
What did you think of Kerrigan last week?
I thought Kerrigan played an excellent game. I thought he was played with power. I thought he did a nice job on the tight end, had good pressure on the quarterback. We had some blitzes for him. He executed those really well. Yeah, I thought he had a nice game last week.
Overall, some of the struggles that you guys have had against tight ends this year, is there anything that stands out in your mind as to the reason why? Is that just position? Just
yeah, I don't think we really struggled against tight ends. I think you're playing like Gonzalez, maybe the greatest that has ever played the game. And, you know, a couple guys like that, they're pretty good. I don't know if we struggle. I think they're just really good football players.